Welcome to this month's guided meditation. Our theme this year continues to be interdependence, expanding our circle of relations, moving into an ever-deepening embodiment of our recognition that we are part of something so much larger and dynamic than our own individual selves. So as we do each time, I'd like to invite you to take some time right now to experience the surface supporting you and to settle into your own ever-present internal center of gravity, your internal home base. As you take this time to arrive to yourself with awareness, notice the experience in your entire body-mind being when you connect with the internal home base you carry with you in every moment, no matter what might be in the foreground of your awareness. Giving yourself time to connect with your own deep home base, your own deep internal center of gravity, can be profoundly settling as you move through your daily life. Sometimes stress pops into the foreground, sometimes anxiety, sometimes sadness. There are many things that can jump into the foreground. Anger is one that certainly captures our attention. It can be really powerful to remember that no matter what emerges in the foreground of your awareness, the steady presence of your internal home base never changes. It is always there, reliably present in the background, deep inside. There is a concept in physics called entanglement. Another concept that has emerged in recent years is the idea of information fields that we each participate, we all participate in collective information fields. The theory and the experimental evidence, I believe, is that we contribute to and draw from these collective fields all the time. Rupert Sheldrake, a biologist from Britain, has a theory where he talks about morphic fields. And these morphic fields are fields of information that we share with each other. And so as we explore the presence of interdependence in our lives, we can benefit by adding in this concept of entanglement and the dynamic presence of these morphic fields, these fields of information that actually inspire and support us in every moment. So notice what it's like if you take a moment to feel into what you experience when you imagine that any activity you engage, any learning you encounter, is much more than that discrete moment, that it actually aligns you or opens up a way for you to resonate with a larger field of information and entanglement that is related to what you are doing or learning or exploring or experiencing. What if, when you go to solve a problem or create a piece of artwork of some kind, what if you were aware of the fact that every time you encounter a piece of work or seek to create something, let's say you want to write a poem, what if you were to be aware that when you approach that activity, you begin to resonate with an information field of all the poets across all time, including all those people today who have their creative awareness focused in that particular form? What if you could imagine that you were drawing from that information field as a way to support your relationship with the poetry that wants to move through you? What if you are in need of healing and you could imagine that there is a global morphic field generated by all healers over all time, and that you could resonate with that dynamic information field? Resonate with not only the energy of healing, but the wisdom of healing. Notice your experience when you allow yourself to be present to the possibility that there is support available to you constantly from the entangled presence of these information fields, these morphic fields. What if you could know that you are never alone in your thinking or exploring or creating or discovering of whatever captures your attention, of whatever you are committed to explore and experience? And notice, is it comforting or anxiety producing to imagine that you are never outside this process of quantum entanglement? That there is no way possible for you to be separate from these larger entangled fields? Thank you. And what's it like to imagine that you can deliberately create intentions to resonate with certain fields of information, with certain morphic fields that embody capacities, creative impulses, potential of all kinds? Notice your experience in your body, your psyche, your emotions when you imagine that these entangled resources are constantly available, constantly present, right here, right now. It is fundamentally impossible for you to ever be truly alone or isolated. There is support constantly available by virtue of these morphic fields, because of the dynamic of entanglement that guarantees that there is not one single one of us who can ever, as Joanna Macy says, fall out of the web of life of which we are part. Notice any mixed feelings that may emerge. Notice your body sensations as you meditate on this aspect of interdependence. We are all in this together. Without exception, there isn't even a way to be separate. So notice how your day ahead, or your week ahead, or the month ahead feels to you when you bring the inevitability of interdependence into the front of your awareness, into the foreground of your experience. We are all entangled in one large, dynamic morphic field of awareness, and in many other information fields that we touch into in the course of our daily lives. Notice how it is to be aware of that underlying reality of interdependence, interconnection, of the fact that we are never, ever, ever alone or isolated. And so for now, in just a moment, I'll stop speaking, but of course, your meditation can continue, deepening each time you revisit the theme of interdependence, deepening your lived sense, your embodied awareness of being part of something profoundly dynamic and all-encompassing in terms of our participation in these larger fields of awareness and being. And so for now, this is the end of this part of the meditation, and until next time, I wish you well.